And now it's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Grapevine.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Dan. Peeking Inside the Grapevine today, our guest is going to be the good captain. Moo Gamelin's going to join us. It's been a while since we had him on. We'll get him on in a few seconds. Don't be penalized for bad service. Go to Kuhn Automotive in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock. Open up some happiness. All your favorite Coke products, local stores and establishments. Porter's Tire and Auto Repair at Avenue in Hancock has a great selection of brand name tires and stock to keep your vehicle running smooth year round. David Zucri, Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton, the official realtor of Peeking Inside Grapevine. For all your embroidery, silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Joe or Station Homestead Graphics in Berrega, A's BP Super Service at Hancock, Gary's only full-service gas station, Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic provides quality care for your family pets, call 482-3400, open Saturday to noon, make emergency house calls as well. Q&O Overhead Doors, your Clopay Garage or distributor, Sharon Avenue in Houghton. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs at 370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for your entire family, 482-8601. East Fork Pasty Company in Calumet serves delicious pasty Saturday and Monday, 11:30 to 2 at Rosalita's Bakery across from Buckles. Reserve on Facebook or call 369-4345. Walk-ups are welcome. More often than not, they sell out. They're that good. Peterson's Lawn Service. Give Jordan a call to clean up your yards in the winter. Any landscaping need, 281-7318. Youper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machines. 10,000 square feet located inside the Cochrane Mall. You have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, alcohol, and pesky rodents. Contact A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. Pesky rodents are out now, folks. Tundra Lodge Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, features 20% off your room till the end of this month, Thursday through Sunday. Daily walk-in water pass available as well, 920-405-8700. Houghton Billings by M26 Brickyard Lane in Houghton, your authorized True Value franchise. Check them out. Houghton Billings by been providing quality building materials and products at Copper Country Builders and independent contractors going over 20 years. Time to bring in the good captain, Lou Gamelin. Lou, it's been a while. How in the heck are you doing, my friend?
Well, Jimmy, I'm doing great. If I was any better, I'd be Cam York.
Oh, here we go. Well, Lou, I'm glad you're doing good. Put it this way. With the day I had yesterday, it started off good, but the only good thing about yesterday was when it hit 12:01 today. How does that sound?
Well, I'll tell you, one of those days you just want to curl up in a blanket and grab a good glass of bourbon and call it good, huh?
I grabbed a glass of something that wasn't bourbon. Well, Lou, you opened up with hockey. We'll kind of run with that a little bit here at the back end of her. So one thing, Lou, I know you're a huge Detroit fan throughout the whole state. I have fun with some of their teams. I think national sports are more prominent when Detroit teams are good. But about 2 minutes, Lou, what are your thoughts on the Red Wings coming up short again on the playoffs? Then we'll hit a couple other topics in our 20-minute window, then we'll get right into the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, you know, obviously it's disappointing. I thought that they had a legitimate shot to get to the playoffs, Jimmy. I mean, we talked when they were right about the Olympic break. They were 12 points ahead for a playoff spot on top of the division. But they just ran out of gas again. They got soft. And I hearken back to what Darren McCarty said, and he was spot on. Nobody's afraid to play in Detroit. And when you're not afraid to go into a barn, that tells you something about your team. And I love Todd McClellan. I think he's a really good coach, but I just don't know if they're just not that talented. You know, they're old in certain spots, and it came back to haunt them. And I thought they had decent goaltending, but they really got to look at themselves in the mirror. I know the honeymoon is just about over for Steve Yzerman, but they got to do something. They got to make some kind of splash, and I don't know if they can do that in the off season. And you can definitely tell the difference in talent when you're watching some of these teams play. The young teams like Philadelphia and, Montreal. And you can tell there's definitely a difference.
Okay, switching to basketball. If the Pistons do get by Charlotte or Orlando, excuse me, and they might, although they dug a hole. Do you see them going any further, Lou? Obviously, I know at the deadline they're trying to find secondary scoring. But something about that team, and again, I'll be the first to admit I'm not a basketball, a huge fan, but I love the old school basketball. Today's basketball, I find one step short of WWE wrestling. Do you think they'll get too far, even if they get out of the first round, though?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't watch a whole lot of it either. I've been watching the highlights. I watched a little bit of it the other day. Here's the thing, Jimmy. Nobody in the East scares me, you know.
Right.
Philadelphia went into Boston, the hallowed TD Garden or Boston Garden, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And they've won two games in that series. I don't think they'll win the championship. I think if they find a way to get to Orlando, which I don't know how they're going to do it, they got to get somebody else besides Cunningham to step up. He had 45 last night, set a record, a playoff record in a game for the Pistons. Even if they make it through Orlando, I don't know. It really is. It's a crapshoot in that conference. I don't think they will win. I think it'll probably ultimately be Boston. But it's funny as they've been outplayed the whole series, and they're going into Orlando tomorrow night, and they're the 3.5-point favorite. So you explain that to me. I can't figure it out.
Lou, how much of a mess is baseball? I know people try to get excited. I'm a Boston fan, and that's been a dumpster fire. They fired Cora. 2 days later, Philadelphia fires Robbie Thompson, assuming they're going to sign Cora with Dombrowski. Cora turns him down, so they bring in Mattingly to be an interim basis. But how big of a, and I can't even get excited about baseball, no matter who I like, because when it's come to money time, Lou, not one team is going to touch the Dodgers. It's almost, regular season's almost a farce.
Well, I'm telling you, it's setting up so far anyways, where it's the Yankees
right.
and the Dodgers. I don't trust the Yankees. They do this every year, Jimmy. They get hot, and they win 97 games, and they get punked in the playoffs. The Dodgers, yes, it's like they're going to turn on the switch.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll reach another level once the playoffs start. I mean, they're on top right now in the National League. I like what the Braves are doing, and, you know, they did it to the Tigers again last night. You know, Detroit gave up that home run or whatever. They gave up two runs in the bottom of the ninth with Jensen, and, you know, I don't know what to think. Detroit is another one of those teams where you can't figure them out. It looks like they've got some good young talent. But I look at after the All-Star break last year, Jimmy, the Tigers are 19 games below 500. I mean, they're only a half game out of first right now in the division. So you tell me, it is when you've got the Athletic leading their division with a team full of AAA players, yeah, I can't get into it either. You know, you and I could spend 2 hours talking about how much we think it's better. It was better 30, 40 years ago than it is now. It's a different brand of baseball. It's like basketball, Jimmy. It's either the three-pointer or a dunk. Now it's either a strikeout or a three-run homer. And it's a game that I'm still trying to get used to watching. And there's some of the rule changes I don't mind, but it's early for me to really get serious about baseball. You know, I'll start really paying a lot of attention to it after the All-Star break.
Same here, basically, and after hockey, and even then it'll be moderate at best. Before I get to hockey, Lou, in 2 or 3 minutes, how much of a mess is college basketball? You got Patino bringing in 25-year-old G-leaguers in Porto and NIL. Now you're expanding both the men's and women's tournament to 76. I mean, why even play a regular season? I'm seeing this stuff, and it's already watered down, but how much of a joke has college basketball become?
Well, I said something the other day on my podcast that I know is a little bit out there, but you could scoff if you want. I think you're going to see the National Third March Madness expand in the next decade.
Oh, sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if it goes from 96, maybe even over 100 teams, because there's so much money to be made from the March Madness tournament. These schools are going to need it, Jimmy, because they have to shell out all this money to be competitive. I mean, look what Michigan did. You talked about what St. John's is doing. These other teams are going to do it. If they want to win, you've got the overzealous boosters that are going to want all this money being spent, and these universities are hemorrhaging money to try to stay afloat. I think it's watered down. I don't like the 76 teams. I thought 64 was perfect, but when you've got all these television networks that want to pour in the money, you know, they're going to do it. And television money dictates it, Jimmy. You know that. And it's going to end up, what you're going to end up seeing, Jimmy, is this tournament's going to end up going right through till the end of April. I predicted it within 10 years. You're going to see it go past the Masters, and it's going to start right up against the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs towards the end of April.
And bottom line, I don't know why they just don't make the regular season a whole tournament. The regular season is basically a wash, in my opinion. Although, let's get to hockey. Last night, the Canadiens beat Tampa. Tampa was lifeless at home. The Habs go back to Montreal on an unbelievable scene, which is a cathedral hockey with the 3-2 lead. Philadelphia eliminates Pittsburgh. You mentioned Cam York with the overtime winner. So they move on to face Carolina, a little tougher piece of meat there. Vegas beats Utah 5-4. Vegas has a 3-2 lead in their best of seven. Tonight we have Minnesota will be hosting Dallas as Minnesota try to move on to the second round. Oilers at the Ducks tonight, 10 o'clock. Anaheim has a 3-2 lead in that series. And tomorrow, the Canadiens will host the Lightning, 7 o'clock on ESPN2. Vegas will be at Utah, and also my Sabres will be in Boston as they're trying their best to give their series away. They're up at 3-2. What do you see in the first round so far, Lou? And I've said it for years, it's the best 2 months in sports, the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, you hit the nail on the head right there, Jimmy. I mean, this first round is absolutely amazing. I mean, look at last night, that game going into overtime with Philly and Pittsburgh, and then Cam York gets that game winner. And how about Utah? I beg your pardon. Utah and Vegas? You know, I thought Vegas was dead in the water. Then they get that goal with under a minute to go. Then they get the shorty to win it in overtime. I mean, Montreal and Tampa, all those games have been one goal. The last four games have been 3-2. I mean, how can you ask for any more than that as a sports fan? And for the casual hockey fan to really fall in love with hockey, this is the time to do it. And I can't wait for the games tomorrow. You've got, as you mentioned, three game sixes tomorrow. You got a couple of more tonight. I mean, there's only a couple of series that were blowouts. I mean, you're looking at, Jimmy, potentially 3-4 game sevens this weekend, man. You're right. It don't get any better than that.
And those game sevens could be three of them Sunday. For my sake, I want to see game sevens, but I hope Buffalo's not in it. And for the novice hockey fan, whether you like, you've got to see the pregame festivities in Montreal. I mean, Linda Cohn said the other day, if you're not even a fan, your hair stands up with the pregame and how they bring the torch. It's just a phenomenal sight, isn't it, Lou? I mean, you can't help but get excited whether you like those teams or not.
It's almost a bucket list thing to do to go to Montreal for an opening round playoff game, you know, and I thought Vegas, when they first came on the scene, what they did in the pregame was amazing. And, you know, in Edmonton, I love how they take over the national anthem. And Buffalo singing the Canadian national anthem. I mean, there's just something about the atmosphere of a Stanley Cup playoff game because they're sold out. It's just a sight to behold. And, yeah, it's definitely a bucket list item to go to Montreal to watch a playoff game. That is just an event.
In hockey in general, they know they're the fourth of four majors. It's a whole different breed, whole different fan base. I don't care if you start with the junior hockey, the high school, the Montreal high school between college and juniors and the pro. It's a whole different breed. You mentioned Buffalo the other night, the national anthem singer. I felt terrible for her. And they sing Old Canada and Buffalo no matter who's playing. But her batteries on her mic broke, and how the fans picked that up was, and how she stayed composed then, switching mics between national anthems and just ripped it out. But wasn't that a neat event to watch that?
You talking about bringing chills, Jimmy. That brought chills to me.
Yeah, I probably watched
it like 10 times.
And so she was, you could see how she was so flustered. It was going in and out. And then the fans just, and a lot of them do it in a perfect world. But that one had a little bit extra oomph to it, didn't it?
It sure did, you know. And again, it just brings together the hockey community to show what the sport really is and the fan base behind it. You know, it is really, it's fun to be a part of, you know, and it just makes it that much more special.
Well, Lou, and speaking of that, I got home yesterday and I seen an envelope in my mailbox. I don't know who it was from. Speaking of hockey community, the whole Houghton High School hockey team dropped a card in my mailbox thanking me for broadcasting and whatever. I'll tell you what, when I got home and I actually opened that envelope, I was like, you know what, that's pretty cool, but you do not see this, and I think in most sports, you just don't. For someone to go their way to put in my mailbox, I was beyond flattered.
Well, it makes it worth all the miles you put on your vehicles and all the late nights. And, you know, when you get a parent or, you know, an old player that you broadcasted, you know, a decade ago or so or whatever, come up to you and thank you for that, you don't see that in a lot of other sports. And it makes it worth it, you know, and it makes it worth what we do, Jimmy. And I'm so happy for you. Well-deserved honor, because you've done so much for that community up there. You know, it's it really is worth noting.
Well, Lou, thanks. I appreciate that, and I definitely want to make sure I thank the Houghton hockey team for that that gesture. That, trust me, did not go unnoticed. And I don't know how we pay it, Lou. In another month or so, I won't be doing much at all. But it makes it all worth it, like you mentioned, Lou. Before I let you go, give our listeners your podcast information. And with your schedule now loosened up a little bit, Lou, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, if my people let your people know, you're going to be on our show a little bit more frequently. Is that cleared with your upper management?
I'll have to clear it. You know, I think I can I can figure something out with that. I can definitely get it cleared. Yeah, my schedule's definitely a little more wide open. I do my podcast now Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 o'clock in the morning now. And we still do our Wednesday night show occasionally at 7. We just talk about everything in sports. I'll have to get a hold of your people to see if I can sneak you in maybe in the next week or two in the morning for a little back and forth. And so, yeah, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Although tomorrow, Jimmy, I won't be on because I'm going to be heading to Wrigleyville. I'm going to go to Wrigley Field for the first time this weekend to go watch the Cubs play.
Oh, that's a blast. That whole area down there is like an adult playground, and you put a ballpark right in the middle of residential and all the neat little taverns and whatnot. That's a blast. And, Lou, I haven't been there in years, but I enjoy going to Milwaukee when I can to watch a ball game here and there. It's kind of an old-school atmosphere, similar to, obviously, Wrigley is probably the oldest along with Fenway, but that should be a blast, Lou.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly, but, hey, you know what? To get a chance to go watch the Cubs, you know, and I'll talk about it all on Monday on the Captain Lou Sports Network, 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. If you get a chance, check it out. It's a lot of fun. And, Jimmy, we'll get you back on.
And before you go to that game tomorrow, Lou, if it is going to be chilly, you open a show with a glass of bourbon. Why don't you start your adventure at Wrigley with a glass of bourbon?
Sounds good to me. I'll tip one in your favor, in your honor.
Oh, I have two then, Lou. I mean, what the heck? A good friend of mine says, what the heck? Let's have one more. He said, no, let's have two more. I'll get the third. That sounds good, I said.
That works for me, big fella. Might need it.
Well, Lou, before I let you go, it's on top of your hip. And again, we'll go over this in depth. You had to grab one team now to win the Stanley Cup. Who would it be? And again, we'll change this 100 times a Sunday. But just right now, if you had to grab one, who would you think about?
I'd have to go with the Avalanche. I just love their goaltending right now. And I love the firepower they got on the back end and with Nathan McKinnon. I'm sticking with the Avalanche. I picked them over Carolina before the playoffs started, so I'm sticking with that.
And I'm a Sabre fan, Lou, as most know. I said this is a really tough matchup with Boston in the first round, whether you get through or not. But whoever comes out of this series, I don't know what they'll do beyond. But it's a pretty good matchup, though, at the winner of that series, they get the Montreal and Tampa and Carolina and Philly. I think Philly's been pretty tough going forward there.
Yeah, me too. I like the story, and I like the Porter Marton story, but you're right. I just think Carolina's, it's their year to go to the Cup final at least, so that's what I just think they get too much firepower.
All right, Captain, we're up against it. We'll let you go. We'll get you back in a week or so. Sound good?
Yes, sir. Let me know.
Okay, have fun in Chicago and have a couple of bourbons for everyone, okay?
Indeed I will, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Lou. A good captain joining us. We'll be back Tuesday morning, 8:40, right here on Mix 93, peeking aside the grapevine is Sam in the morning will get us into his fine programming as well. We're going to send it back to the studio. Thanks, Sam.